Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Hello again.
And we are having a conversation with Tony Logue, who is an assistant attorney general with the New York State Attorney General's Office.
Hi.
And talking about senior scams, and it's such an important topic at this time, all year round, but especially at this time of year. And when we went to the break, David was bringing up, if you have a question, go ahead, David, say it again.
Yeah, well, if someone calls you, contacts you, says you owe money on this, you didn't pay that, more than likely, you don't do your own taxes. You have an accountant or a friend who does. Call that person, a trusted, knowledgeable resource, and put it to that person. I received a call from such and such. They say I owe money for this and such. Do I? And that person, I'm sure, will be able to answer the question in the negative.
Right, absolutely. Actually, I think in the financial industry, it's trusted friend. Because you're not putting the person under any legal obligation. Mm-hmm. But it's somebody you trust, mm-hmm. that they'll come back to you and say, they would say the same thing, like, I don't think the color blouse goes with that skirt, as they would say, I never heard of that before. Go a little bit further and investigate this before you put a $1,000 check in the mail to somebody.
Sure.
Right. They might, mention, once you ask for supporting documentation, which might shut the whole thing down anyway. But the point is, you might not want to ask one of your family members. You might, because you feel embarrassed or whatever.
Yeah.
So this way, it's somebody who's more objective, outside of your family who you can just ask.
It's a neutral third party.
Right,
right,
correct.
Right, right. Because when we've done these programs, Tony and I, there's always people in there will say, that happened to me or my friends. Mm-hmm. People know the story. Not everybody in the group. Mm-hmm. But it affects enough people that, you bring up the conversation. Somebody's going to say, wait a minute. Right. I heard my cousin, that happened to my cousin, blah, blah, blah. And they start. My mother-in-law got the grandson scam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's okay.
Maybe 2 months ago. And she called my daughter. She called my wife, which is her daughter. And she knew Nicholas's name. My wife was saying, Ma, you sure you didn't give him the name?
Yeah.
You might have said, how is, that kind of thing. And but actually left a number. But when she called back the number, there was nobody there. But people would. And many people have done this.
Right.
You get nervous. Mm-hmm. Don't tell my father or whatever it is.
Right.
And if you get the right situation. Well, there might be tension between the father and the grandson.
Right.
I know if the father finds out it's going to be a third strike against this boy, let me help him. And they're doing money.
So this grandparent scam, for people who are listening, is basically you get a call saying, listen, grandma, I'm in Bolivia and I was traveling and I got arrested and I need you to wire money right away. But don't tell my parents. Just wire the money to this account through Western Union, and then I need it within the hour. That
right.
sort of thing. There's a time element. And these people, and if you just stop and breathe and say, I'm going to call my son and see if my grandchild is actually in Bolivia. You'd learn that your grandchild is not in Bolivia, or you could ask this person on the phone, what's the name of your dog when you were five, to try to figure out if this is actually the person. So if you get any of these calls, and it's not just happening to grandparents, actually. When I was talking to our consumer rep, Adam Levin, he said that it's happening to other relatives.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of expanding, I guess, because it's very lucrative, unfortunately. But yeah, so just take a breath. Don't feel like you're pressured time-wise. It's an emotional thing. It's your grandchild or your relative. Just kind of take a step back and try to look at the situation.
A suggestion. It's your grandchild, your grandson. He's the only child. Have you told your sister yet?
Right, right, okay.
Right, exactly.
And if the person says, oh, well, no, not yet, but we will, hang up.
Right, right.
Yeah, and there's so many different ways of just
right, because they don't have a sister, right?
Right, that anything kind of like thing. That. But it's the truth. But they just, they'll hang up on the next one. The whole idea, they're just working to get one or two people a day.
Mm-hmm. Just be lucky once a day.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. And even going quickly, Peter, my partner, they called the office, 3 or 4 months ago from the IRS that he owed this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get the joke, the guy on the phone. He says, $1,700. He says, I don't have that, or whatever it was. go to the bank. And he's on that office phone. The guy thought it was a cell phone. He says, okay, I'll stay on the phone with you when you go to the bank. Peter says, the extension cord's not that long. And it went right over.
So he was playing with him.
Yeah, he was playing with him. And the ultimate thing was make the check out to him because he's the agent for the IRS to get it squared away quicker.
Yeah, I can tell you that if the IRS wants money from you, they will not just call you. They want a paper trail. You'll start getting, you know, letter after letter after letter with, like, you know, here are your additional penalties.
Right.
You know, believe me, they're not going to just, you know, put it in a phone call. They want it. They want a paper trail.
A whole other thing on the side. When you get these penalties from the IRS, I got one because I didn't. I got paid for something, but there was no taxes taken out, so it threw me off. Whatever. So then there was a penalty for it because I didn't pay taxes on it in time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which was fine. And it was a couple of $100s. But by the time I paid the couple of $100s, I owed them another $10. Okay, and this is no joke. And I just threw it there. By the time I paid them the $10, I owed them another dollar. My wife was like, pay it this week. I said, I'll do it next week when I do it. They keep the clock going, and they'll send you a bill for 15 cents. It's just ridiculous.
So when you get it back,
because you get in the system, and then it just automatically generates.
Yeah, so then I was getting a fee and an interest on $10, which whatever it was. And I see it, like, oh, I'll pay it. You know, whatever.
Right.
Be on top of those things.
I just wanted to go back to the whole identity theft thing. I can't tell you how important shredding documents that you're getting rid of is, because it really, a lot of your bank statements, you know, bills, they have account numbers on it and they can be used against you. So if you have, you know, hold those off, collect them. And when when the town of North Hempstead has a shred-a-thon, whatever,
right.
you can bring it down. Them. Yeah. If you don't have your own shredder, you can come and they'll shred it right in front of you.
Yeah. In the STOP program.
Right. That's it.
There's a truck, and you can stand there and watch it being loaded into the shredding machine.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's like 5 or 6 boxes. I mean, they take a good number of paper from you.
Yeah, don't use plastic bags.
Right.
Because they'll empty it. I bring a paper bag.
Right. They'll just drop the whole paper bag in.
That's right.
They empty it into a hopper. But there are also commercial shredding services. If you live somewhere in East Podunk and you don't have shredders and you've got too much for, you know, a little personal shredder, find out, Google it, ask somebody. There are commercials.
Right.
They'll do it by, you know, a fee per pound, per volume, mm-hmm. but get it shredded.
But most people, in my mind, could get that at Staples or, you know, I don't care what, you know, that crisscross, it's $100, $150.
Right.
I mean, it's you know, it's not like a $10,000 investment.
No. Right. You want that crisscross shredder because as opposed to the ones that shred with long strips.
Right, makes confetti, right.
Right, exactly, because then they can't reconstruct it.
And I heard that from you at first.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was
true.
One.
Yeah.
I thought everything comes down in strips until you said it at one of these programs.
Just a side note, you remember years back when the Iranian rebels took over the American embassy?
Yeah.
And they didn't. The Americans didn't have time to shred everything, but they did shred a lot. The Iranians sat there going through all those strips, mm-hmm. and they pieced together stuff.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the scammer will do that, yeah.
That's why you want a crisscross.
And right. I just want to mention regarding identity theft and, purchases. If you buy anything over the internet, you want to use a credit card and not your debit card. And that's because if there's a dispute on the purchase, you can always go to the credit card and say, listen, I didn't really, you know, there was a, you know, they charged me too much, or I never, you know, contracted with this vendor to buy anything. And you can dispute it with the credit card. If you give them a debit card, they have access into your account. And so you have to be careful about that. And once they take it, there's no, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, they've got it.
Right. There's no, recourse.
Nobody even recourse from the banks. The banks are not quick to give you your money back.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have to have a debit card.
You have to show a pattern or even.
And the credit card companies are very good about helping the credit card customer. I've used it on occasion where I had a question and something. And they're there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, and I just got a call on a credit card you know, they said, listen, we got a like a $5 at Anchorage Inn in Alaska on your credit card. And I said, well, I can tell you I was definitely not in Alaska. And they're like, yeah, that we've flagged this as a fraud. So we're going to give you new cards and everything. And so they affirmatively called me. Now, even with that call, when they started asking for my mother's maiden name, I said, I don't feel comfortable about this. I'm going to call you back on the credit card number and for the fraud department. Because I don't know, you know.
You're right.
But it's better to be safe than sorry. And my son even asked, why are you doing that? And I said, because, again, you can't to come back from identity theft is so difficult.
Yeah. And if they got a little bit of information and here you're a professional.
Right.
It's like, guess what?
You just got to, like, make the extra. You know, to protect yourself, right?
Yeah. Just, we only have another few minutes. I want to touch one thing, especially with seniors, with everybody. Signing documents with spaces on them or the last page.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Just generally in contracts, you know, you have to be careful because you're going to be held. If you sign a document, you're held to all the terms. So, of course, you want to read all throughout. But if you notice sometimes on documents, there are gaping blanks in certain pages. You should not sign anything where there are blanks in a contract. You want to cross it out and initial it right next to it. And also, you might want to, if it's a multi-page contract, to initial on the bottom of the lower left-hand corner, which you do in mortgages. You know, when you have a bank loan or something for, you know, a mortgage, they make you actually do that, initial each corner. So that's what I would do because John and I were talking before. It's so easy to, like, you know, just remove one page and put another page with totally different terms than what you understood when you signed the contract. Yes. So you just have to be really kind of savvy that people can try to alter documents, and you have to do everything you can to protect yourself.
It ain't your grandfather's world.
Well, no. That's the problem. I mean, we're not, you know, the world is not terrible, and the flags that we're giving out is for a small section of people.
Yeah.
But you could be one of those people affected by that person, and therefore, that's the purpose. You know, the man you see on the street, 9 out of 10 of them are wonderful people.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to help you avoid the one person that's goal is just to separate you from your money.
That's right. Right.
And they're out there.
Yes, they are.
Tony, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much. It goes so fast. Thank you so much for coming on. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Thank you,
and
too.
And we've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.